All right, so we've talked today about domestication of crops, about classical plant breeding and breeding techniques, and about the development of molecular techniques or tools, which have impacted classical plant breeding dramatically over the last 20 years. Overall, in comparison, if we look at crop domestication, classical plant breeding, and transgenic technologies, we see that genetic modifications are brought about by all three of these techniques. All of these modifications are brought about by humans crossing plant materials to produce genetic recombinations and then selecting these genetic recombinations for improved characteristics. The rate of adoption of domesticated crops occurred over several centuries. While traditional plant varieties and some transgenic crops have been rapidly adopted, it takes about the same time to develop traditional or varieties through traditional breeding and transgenic varieties, because both require the following three steps: assuming and generating genetic diversity, selection and testing to identify superior recombinants, and release, distribution, and commercialization of new varieties. The second and third steps of this process require several years, sometimes 5 to 7 years. And this time is required whether we're dealing with a variety produced through traditional plant breeding or whether we're dealing with a transgenic crop variety.